Joining me live in studio this morning is Patrice Baker with the Lincoln County Public Health. Patrice, thank you for coming in this morning. We really do appreciate it. And just a chance to talk about the coronavirus this morning and maybe put some fears to calm some fears, if you will, and maybe dispel some of the rumors. But first off, there has been a rumor circulating that there's some possible coronavirus in Lincoln County, at least the COVID-19. Still zero cases locally, correct?
Good morning, Duke. Thanks for having me on. Yes, locally this morning, there are no cases of coronavirus or COVID-19, as it's being called, in Lincoln County.
Any suspected cases? Any reason to think that there may be anything like that?
There are no current suspected cases. You may hear in the public of people who are doing their own self-isolation. And that is because they feel that they may have had an exposure. But at this point, the risk is still very low in Lincoln County.
That was my next question, is what is the risk, especially after all the events that were canceled across the state and nation yesterday? Should there be a concern here locally at this point?
Well, the CDC recommends that for a risk exposure assessment, that it's close personal contact. Casual contact, just 6 feet away or being in the same room, is not considered the risk that it would be if you are actually in close contact with someone.
Patrice Baker with Lincoln County Public Health is with us in studio this morning. Patrice, there's kind of two sides to what's going on right now. Some people that are really taking the precautions, and then the other side are those that are thinking this is getting blown way out of proportion. What is going on? Why is all this happening? Why is this a big deal? Why are events getting canceled? What is it about coronavirus that makes it so impacting, I should say?
Well, it is a highly contagious virus. And the other thing that has health officials concerned is how fast and how widely it has spread. 80% of people will do fine. They'll have mild symptoms. They may not even recognize that they have any symptoms other than what you would experience from a normal cold or flu. But there is 20% of the population that will be severely affected. And what we're trying to do at this point is to control that spread and keep that 20% safe.
When you look at other places in the world that have been hit hard, especially Italy right now, it even though the majority of people are recovering, there seems to be a big problem just handling the influx of those that need treatment. And I'm sure that's part of the concern as well.
Yes, that is a very big concern because this particular virus mimics or it has the same symptoms as a lot of other illnesses that are going around. It has the cold. It has a fever, it has a cough, it has lower respiratory distress. So a lot of those particular symptoms you will also get with your normal flu. So it's hard for when people get those symptoms, they're concerned, should I call my provider? Do I need to rush to the emergency room? There's so much information out there. And the more information that's out there, I think the more anxiety it creates in people. So they're unsure and they're scared. And that creates some of what you were calling this panic. And at this point, we want to send a message to stay calm. The respiratory symptoms that would be life-threatening is if you are having chest pain or if you are having trouble getting your breath. Other than that, the symptoms are mostly pretty mild and something that you can actually take care of yourself at home.
So just to reiterate maybe one more time, no cases locally and no cause to be overly concerned about it.
Yes, Duke, that is correct. There are no cases locally. We are in close contact with the Wyoming Department of Health. They have been really good at updating us as things go along. We get the information right away. And we have not received any notification that that would be the case.
Patrice, one of the things that came out to light yesterday with Natrona County Public Health when they made the decision to cancel state basketball was that they didn't have, at least in the county public health department, they didn't have any test kits yet. They said their shipment hadn't arrived. And so where does Lincoln County's, do you have test kits available? Who should be getting tested? At what point do you think, well, maybe I need to go get tested for this? How does that process work?
Well, my understanding yesterday is that local health departments, Lincoln County Public Health, do not have test kits and may not have test kits. The test kits are actually through the hospital and your provider laboratories. They will then do their regular normal tests, and then they send it to the state to actually be processed. I think what they're talking about is the testing supplies could be the swabs that are necessary to actually make the preliminary tests to send it to the state for a preliminary confirmation.
Okay, so there are test kits available just at the hospitals.
The test kits for COVID-19 are available right now through the state laboratory and also through some commercial laboratories, LabQuest, LabCorp, that hospitals normally deal with.
Okay. So there is no reason for people to go get tested unless they feel like they're starting to have symptoms. Is that correct?
Correct. And we are also encouraging people, if they have symptoms, if they suspect that they may have been around someone that has it, that they call their local provider. Please call your provider. Don't just show up at the hospital. We don't want the hospital swamped with people who are having mild symptoms. Certainly, if you have severe symptoms, that's a different story. You need to be checked out.
Patrice Baker, Lincoln County Public Health in studio this morning for the weekday wake-up. Another thing that was brought up yesterday is that the cancellation of the state basketball was done by Natrona County Public Health. It wasn't a decision by the State Activity Association. It was the public health from the county that made that decision. So locally in Lincoln County, at what point would Lincoln County Public Health say, okay, we can't do these events anymore? Does there have to be a case here locally? And in the Casper case, there was, of course, the Sheridan was the person was the, you know, and there wasn't anyone in Natrona County that actually had the case. And so is it similar here? Let's say someone in Idaho Falls is confirmed, or someone in Evanston is confirmed. Does it have to be locally? Or at what point do you say, maybe we better stop?
Okay, so the process is the county health officer, which was Dr. Dow over in Natrona County Health. He's an infectious disease specialist. And it was his decision, along with other members of the community and the state, that it would be a wise idea to cancel it because of the possibility of spread from that other area. Sheridan is quite a bit closer to Casper than we are here locally. And it was in the best interest, they felt, to not expose people more than necessary. As far as our local decision, it again would be our county health officer in conjunction with other community leaders, and also involve the state health officer, Dr. Alexis Harris. That communication or that decision would be made with other community members.
Okay. And so would you anticipate that it would have to be a local case for things to start shutting down, or would it have to be a regional case like it was yesterday?
It could be a regional case. It could be in on our eastern border with Idaho. It could be Utah. It's not, the situation is moving so rapidly. It's so volatile. It's changing. There's so much information out there and changing daily that it would have to be a decision with the local leaders, but they would take all of those different facts into consideration. At this point, Idaho does not, that I'm aware of, have a case. So we are still at what we would call a low risk.
Patrice, thanks so much for your time. Anything else about coronavirus that you feel is worth mentioning this morning while you're here?
I just wanted to applaud our state and our local leaders. We have met. We have got a plan in place. Communication and education of our population. Our leaders met yesterday in our civic leaders and our county commissioners, so that I feel like we are taking steps and monitoring what is happening, and we'll make those decisions as the time comes.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much, Patrice. Really appreciate your time. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks.
It's all part of the weekday wake up this morning and the SVI Radio Network.